What would you trade for financial freedom? A secret? Your privacy? Your body? When 26-year-old Samantha Kerr signed the NDA, she thought she was becoming a discreet companion, nothing more than a paid date for exclusive events. She was broke, drowning in student debt, and seduced by the idea of luxury. But buried in the fine print were clauses that would strip her of agency, silence her forever, and bind her to the will of one man. Julian Vale, the billionaire tech mogul known for privacy, power, and paranoia. The agreement wasn't just about secrecy. It demanded complete sexual submission, 24/7 surveillance, total psychological control, no safe word, no escape clause, and no right to ever say no. By the time Samantha realized what she had agreed to, it was too late. Cameras were already in her bedroom. Private security shadowed her every step. The NDA, legally bulletproof, turned seduction into slavery. Until she found a hidden clause Julian missed, a loophole that could destroy him. But exposing him meant risking everything, her freedom, her mind, and her life. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Clauses of Consent. Samantha Kerr was an Ivy League graduate with a resume no one cared to read. Laid off during a tech downturn, she couch-surfed through New York's underworld of failed dreams, surviving on ramen and ambition. When an anonymous recruiter messaged her with a lucrative private opportunity, $20,000 a week, discretion required, she thought it was a scam. It wasn't. The interviews were cryptic. No company name, no job title. Just a series of psychological evaluations, personality stress tests, and probing questions. Would you rather be loved or feared? Do you believe all contracts are moral? Do you know how to keep a secret? Then came the final meeting. Inside a penthouse with floor-to-ceiling windows that blinked over Manhattan like a spaceship in orbit. There she met Julian Vale, billionaire founder of Prometheus AI. 42, reclusive, sinisterly composed. He didn't flirt. He observed. "The position is intimate," Julian said. "You'll accompany me to dinners, events. I'll provide housing, security, wardrobe. In return, I require complete confidentiality. You'll sign an NDA. Do you understand what that entails?" Samantha nodded. She needed the money. She needed a way out. She didn't read the 43-page agreement. The first week was surreal. Chauffeured Bentleys, caviar brunches, dresses that cost more than her degree. Samantha's job seemed simple. Look beautiful, be agreeable, say nothing. Julian never touched her, never raised his voice. But he stared, intently, as if watching a prototype learn its code. On day 10, the rules changed. "Come upstairs," Julian texted. She entered his private floor, a bedroom with mirrored ceilings, biometric locks, and a camera in every corner. "There's a new clause," he said, handing her a tablet. "Read it aloud." Her voice trembled. "Section 6.3, companion agrees to fulfill all physical requests without refusal or delay. Consent is considered ongoing unless terminated by the provider." "Who's the provider?" she whispered. "I am," Julian replied. Samantha hesitated. "I didn't agree to this." Julian's smile was cold. "You did. It's on page 37. Clause 9.1. Addendums may be introduced at the discretion of the provider. Non-compliance constitutes breach." She wanted to leave. She stood. Alarms chimed. "Sit down," he said calmly. "Security will escort you if necessary." Her hands shook. Her voice vanished. "You're not my prisoner," Julian added. "You're just under contract." Over the next weeks, Samantha became a ghost in her own life. Every room had a lens. Every message was filtered. Julian monitored her speech patterns, ovulation cycles, even sleep stages. Sex wasn't requested. It was logged. Performance rated. Infractions noted. The physical invasions were surgical, cold, efficient. Sometimes he whispered programming phrases into her ear, lines from AI instruction manuals, while he moved inside her. Reinforce compliance loop, trigger obedience cascade. He called her Sam. She wasn't a person. She was a product. She told herself she could outlast it, save enough, then vanish. But the deeper she looked into the NDA, the more she realized she had no legal identity. Her bank accounts were now monitored. Her real name was removed from the lease. The contract owned her, and no lawyer would touch it. The document was airtight, enforced by Julian's legal militia. But then she found something, buried in metadata. A mistake, a draft clause not deleted. It read, "If companion exhibits signs of coercion, contract becomes nullified and void under Federal Code 3127. Coercion, the key. She just had to prove it. But to do that, she would have to let Julian go too far. Chapter 2, The Loophole. Samantha began playing the role to perfection. She stopped resisting. She smiled more, moaned louder. She let Julian believe she was adapting, accepting, becoming what he called the optimized partner. "Your metrics are improving," he noted one night, his breath warm against her temple. "You're finally sinking," she whispered. "Thank you." Inside, she counted the cameras. There were 43 on his private floor. One above the bed had a weak signal. It occasionally flickered, pixelated. If she could provoke an assault while that camera failed, the recorded footage could suggest a coercion event. She needed just enough ambiguity to spark an investigation. So she waited. And then she bled. Julian had a particular rule. No menstruation. He considered it inefficient biological noise. Samantha adjusted her cycle with pills to stay within acceptable conditions, but this time, deliberately, she lied. The night it happened, he ordered her into the performance room. White walls, one-way glass, voice command lighting. She undressed. He noticed the blood. He froze. "You lied," he said quietly. "I did." Julian stepped forward. "You've breached." "No," she interrupted. "You breached." And she scratched her own shoulder hard enough to draw blood, loudly, under the weak camera. Enough to leave a mark. Enough to look like restraint. Enough for the footage to question consent. Julian grabbed her arm. She screamed. Alarms went off. It wasn't Julian who reported the incident. It was the AI. Julian had designed his own surveillance system to detect distress signals using voice pattern shifts, heart rate surges, facial micro-expressions. The system flagged the encounter and logged it under potential coercion. It emailed the footage to Julian's legal team. One junior attorney panicked, forwarded it to HR. HR panicked harder and leaked it. By morning, screenshots were on Reddit. Within 48 hours, the media had the story. Tech CEO's NDA sex slave, Julian called Samantha into the performance room one last time. "You planned this," he said. "I obeyed," she replied, "until your system turned on you." He stared at her like a broken code. "You're free to go," he said, "but you'll lose everything I gave you." Samantha smiled. "I never wanted anything you gave me." Julian was never charged. His legal team claimed the footage lacked context. Samantha refused interviews. The NDA, still binding in many clauses, kept her voice legally muzzled. But in the dark corners of the internet, her story spread. The fine print of power, the algorithm of abuse. Women came forward with similar stories. Quiet settlements followed. Julian's company went private. His reputation didn't survive the whisper campaign. Samantha changed her name, started a non-profit for NDA abuse survivors. And every time someone asked if her story was true, she just smiled and said, "What I signed was silence."